Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is James Cross, VP of Corporate Development, as well as a member of the board for Adroit Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and ticker symbol is ADT. Thanks for joining us today, James.
Thanks, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of ADT for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Yes, sure. Adroit Resources is an exploration company. We have three key assets on which we're focused right now. One of those is a volcanogenic massive sulfide discovery in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt of Ontario. We also have in Italy some historic antimony resources, which is a strategic metal, and also in Italy, in the same area as our historic antimony resources, we have a gold discovery. So those are our three key assets on which we're focused right now.
Well, great. And so, yeah, bring us up to speed on the VMS property drilling plan and the as well as some of the mag surveys.
Yes. The property there is called Red Vein, and Red Vein is located in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. It's located in a region of Ontario where 4% of the planet Earth's VMS deposits are located within 200 kilometers. VMS deposits are very prolific deposits, and there are a number of them in this area. When we were looking for Red Vein originally, we were looking for a property that was underexplored historically. If you go around Ontario, people have put holes in the ground virtually everywhere. But Red Vein, because it's very wet land and low-lying, it was traditionally underexplored because traditional exploration methods would be largely ineffective in the area. So we found it. There was a proposal to make it in 1995 a water preservation area to preserve it, kind of like a wildlife preserve, but for water. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Yes, there was a proposal to make it a water park back in 1995, but the idea was crushed by the Department of Mines and Northern Development in Ontario because they said it was likely to contain VMS deposits. So we picked up the property back in 2008 and did what's known as MMI sampling on the property, and we got very significant readings of copper and zinc ions, and those ions can only come from metal in the ground.
Well, that's great, and you also have a property in Ontario where you're doing diamond drilling?
That's right. We do have one property, which is prospective for diamonds in Ontario, but at the moment we're not really focused on that. In Ontario, our entire focus right now is on the Red Vein property. We do expect to drill Red Vein in the middle of January, so we're looking forward to some very good results from that. It's a 2,000-meter drilling campaign.
Great, and I think as far as the company, you also have some claims out in Italy, which is pretty original for a lot of the companies that we interview.
Yes, it is pretty unusual. There's only one other Canadian or foreign company operating in the area. The area of Italy in which we operate is the Grosseto province. It's about 100 miles north of Rome. It is historically mining country, and today in the province there are still 577 operating quarries, which the government there regards as mining activity. So it is definitely mining country, and historically was an antimony-producing region. But back in the late 1980s and the early 1990s, many Chinese companies began flooding the market with antimony. And production in this region of Italy, or really the entire country of Italy, virtually shut down. So since then, there's been antimony production there for probably more than 1,000 years, but in the last 15 or maybe even 20, there has been virtually none. So we want to recommence that activity in the region. So what we have there on the ground is 50,000 tons of historic resources. So they're not 43-101 compliant, but we know they're all there. And they really sit at very low depth. It's between 0 and 40 meters in general. So you can kick the stuff on the ground. It's not a question of needing to go find some minerals and discover them. We know they're there, but work needs to be done in order to bring those to 43-101 compliance.
Certainly. And so what would you say besides that makes Adroit Resources unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, I think one thing certainly is the antimony resources, the historic antimony resources. It's a strategic metal which last year 92.4% of the entire world's antimony production came from China. The U.S. has no production sources of antimony, and the entire European Union has no production sources of antimony. So this is, and lately it's also gone up quite a lot in price. The price of antimony, last quote I've seen in the last few days, is $11,600 a metric ton. If you turn back the clock maybe 2 years, you're looking at maybe 40% of that. So it's up roughly 2.5 times in just a couple of years. Now, one of the reasons for that is China has announced they would like to limit exports of antimony. And also they've even discussed starting an antimony strategic reserve. I think they're very worried about rapidly depleting resources in China. And I think we're seeing, well, I know we're seeing Chinese companies go abroad looking for resources in the ground. There's only one antimony mine in all of North America producing, and that's the Beaver Brook mine in Canada, and that is Chinese owned. It's definitely a metal in crisis. You also even see consumers of antimony, meaning companies who use antimony in products they manufacture. We're seeing them buy up resources while they're still in the ground. There was a purchase of a very small antimony property and mine, along with a smelter in Turkey, by Advanced Metallurgical Group, which is a Dutch company who uses, I believe, about 10,000 metric tons of antimony per year, which is about 5% of world production. But I think they were concerned about access to supply in the future and actually went and bought an antimony mine while they use the product simply as an additive to products they manufacture. It's a bit like McDonald's buying a forest to ensure they can make paper cups in 5 years.
Right, exactly. And so can you give us the some of the highlights? You recently had a private placement, some of the details?
Yeah, that's right. We did a private placement of what amounting to $1.5 million, which was done at 6 cents per share, units of sold for 6 cents, and each unit consisted of one share and also one warrant to buy another share at 10 cents for a further 3 years. But right now, that was just closed in the last few weeks, but right now our share price is up to 24 cents.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, James, and talk a little bit about some of the strength of the management team there.
Yeah, sure. My own background is in asset management, and most recently I was working as an independent consultant to some private family offices, both in Europe and in India. Graham Roland, our chairman and chief executive, has been a friend of mine for a few years now. So I've known the story of a droid for quite a while. And when he showed me the possibility of the VMS discovery on our Red Vein property, I got very excited and began introducing some potential investors who were really friends to Graham. And then one day, just off the cuff, he said, "Why don't we make it official? Since you're already doing the work of corporate development, why don't you join us officially?" So we've been working together ever since, and that was just in September. It's been a very interesting ride so far.
Well, great. And what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Yes. The first thing on the list is to drill the Red Vein property and to verify that we do indeed have a very special discovery, a very special VMS discovery, which appears to be copper and zinc, along with some associated gold, silver, and nickel. We're going to drill that in January, so, I mean, we'll have some indication then, if it's good or not. And then, it can take a little while to get assays back in the lab, but that's the place we're going to get the most immediate news from. Second, we want to bring our historic antimony resources in Italy to 41 compliance. That's going to take a bit longer. It's going to take more money, more time, and more work. As we can bring pieces of those resources, they're not all the same place. They're spread out among a few kilometers. But as we can bring pieces of those resources to compliance, hopefully that would continue to drive our stock price up. So because the company is organized in a portfolio fashion and has, properties in Ontario and properties in Italy, you just have to be patient sometimes, because the biggest problem in Italy a exploration company faces, especially when they have historic resources, is bureaucratic delays. In Ontario, the biggest problem you have is discovering minerals. So it's because one has to be patient in Italy, the company can still get some news flow from its Ontario properties while we build everything up over in Ontario. Over in Italy. So we think it's a good portfolio approach. Another thing we have in Italy is the gold discovery, which is co-located with the antimony. So much of the same work we do to bring the historic antimony resources to compliance, we can use to explore for gold.
Well, good. And would you consider any sort of joint ventures or strategic alliances as part of your business model?
I suppose we would. We're not actively seeking joint venture partners. If the right one came up for some things, we would do that. But there's always the question with the antimony resources: are you going to mine it yourselves, or are you going to seek a joint venture partner to mine it for you? And the answer to that is we want to be able to mine ourselves, but there are other people better at mining than an exploration company. So, we're quite happy for the right partner to come in at that stage if the right deal is presented, of course.
Certainly. And when it comes to investors and the financial community, do you believe that the Adroit Resources story, yours and the management's message, as well as the full upside, are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Not really. Antimony is one of those metals most people don't know what it is. So there's a bit of a learning curve or an education process. If someone doesn't know what it is, you have to convince them it's important, and then you have to convince them that you've got some. Whereas a gold exploration company, everybody knows gold is great. So it's very easy to sell that as long as you can convince them you've got some or you're going to find some. So the antimony thing does make it, less likely to be properly valued by the markets. I think also with the VMS discovery, too, we've gone through so many steps to get as far as we have, and we're just about ready to drill, and we'll do so around the middle of January. But I think the market views that still as somewhat of a highly speculative thing. Well, one of the new techniques we used, in the exploration process out there was MMI sampling, mobile metallic ion geochemistry. It's a relatively new technique, and it's probably only been used in Canada for about 8 years. So there are people who either don't know it or don't like it just because it's new and don't quite give it the same weighting that they give other exploration techniques. So we do have two things working against us in getting the story out, the antimony and, of course, the speculative nature of drilling for a new discovery, having used MMI sampling.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is James Cross, VP of Corporate Development and member of the board for Adroit Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol is ADT, currently trading at 24 cents a share. The market cap is north of 16.5 million. And before we conclude, James, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider Adroit Resources as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, one of the things I would recommend people do is look up some information about antimony and look up the potential of having 50,000 tons approximately of historic antimony resources at $11,600 per ton at the current price. I think, and also look at the world situation regarding antimony. It's definitely a metal in crisis, and I think if investors do a little of their own research, they'll come to a similar conclusion. We've had the we're a small company. We have been around for quite a while without any major successes. So if Graham himself, the chairman and chief executive, has been the chairman since 2002. We haven't had a major discovery that has, resulted in a massive buyout or anything like that. But investors continue to fund the company and fund its projects. So, we think that says a lot if people are continuing to fund the company after 8 years of no real major successes.
Certainly. Well, we look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, James, and to update our investors on Adroit Resources.
Yeah. Thanks very much for the invite, Juan.